This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Assam on a three-day tour during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Barphukan Police Academy and lay foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy this morning at Dergaon in Golaghat district. After that, the minister will depart for Mizoram to attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon and will return to Guwahati on the same day. The Home Minister on Sunday will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Bodo Students Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar district and later in the day will review the implementation of new criminal laws in the northeastern states in Guwahati with chief ministers of eight northern northeastern states. Holi, the festival of colors, was celebrated across India with people smearing each other with colors, dancing to festive music and feasting on traditional sweets prepared for the occasion. Since morning, people were seen drenched in colors, enjoying the festivities. Colors of Holi were visible everywhere from the streets to mohallas, parks, societies, clubhouses and party lawns of the city. Rain dances were organized in several parts of the city to add more joy to the celebration. The 89th meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti yesterday evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railway and 1 in metro. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the government's approach will be guided by India First, Vikasit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In a move to boost India's mining sector, the Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the government of Goa, has launched India's first ever auction of exploration licenses. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant unveiled the initiative at a landmark event in Goa. The auction will focus on 13 exploration license blocks covering critical minerals such as rare earth elements, zinc, copper and diamond. This transparent online bidding process aims to accelerate systematic exploration and reduce India's dependence on mineral imports. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has generated nearly $143 million in foreign exchange revenue through satellite launches. The Department of Space said that ISRO launched a total of 393 foreign satellites and 3 Indian customer satellites on a commercial basis over the past decade. ISRO's impressive track record includes launching satellites for 34 countries, including the US, UK, Singapore, and several other developed nations. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that the New Delhi was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. The Uttar Pradesh Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, has arrested a worker from an ordnance factory in Firozabad for leaking sensitive information to a Pakistani ISI handler. Additional Director General of UP ATS, Nilabja Chaudhary, stated that Ravindra Kumar was found passing classified details, including daily production reports, to his handler, identified as Neha. The Agra unit of ATS confirmed his involvement during a preliminary interrogation. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and 3 others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers yesterday. The police said the improvised explosive device was planted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured are being moved to a district hospital. In badminton, India's campaign at the All England Open tournament came to an end as Lakshya Sen and the women's double pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand bowed out in the quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.